Detroit has it. 3 seconds, 2-1, and this game is in the history books. It's one we won't forget for a long time. Ducks 5, Wings 2.
Anaheim Ducks 1. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. Boy, does this feel good, Steve,
yeah,
right?
It does.
The Anaheim Ducks on Halloween night, they spooked the Detroit Red Wings out of this barn. They were the better team. They just wanted it more right from opening puck drop. They had the better game plan. Job well done, Coach Q. Job well done, Jay Woodcroft and company.
Yep.
They were good. They set the right standard, the right system, and the good guys executed. How about nights from Troy Terry? How about a night from Leo Carlson? Both of them combined. How about the chemistry between those two and what's to come from them? Jax Lacombe, Drew Helsen, they all did great. Lukáš Dostál, the Dostál, he was spectacular.
This is a good one. Tonight, we'll remember this for a while. We have two more home games on this home stand, and I just want to remember this with some of our sponsors before I go to break, and then, of course, we'll have Emerson and Alexis. I'll be tuned in as we head home, and hey, you know what? A smile on all our faces here in a pretty entertaining game, and if you've seen this game, you might want to come back here for more because it was fun. Want to remind you, Anaheim Ducks Hockey and the Ducks Radio Network brought to you by UCI Health. Discover how a marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature. All in the name of a healthier Orange County. Discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. And so, the final score again, Anaheim 5, Detroit 2. Thanks for listening to this. Don't go anywhere. Alexis Downey with Emerson Edom on our post-game show as we drive home from Honda Center with a smile on all our faces. Thanks for listening to this segment of Ducks Hockey. We'll take a timeout, and those guys will come back with a post-game show. And remember, you're listening tonight and all season long to Duckstream, powered by Tunic.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in car and driver 10 best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
This December will bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. Listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome in to our post-game show on DuckStream on Halloween. The Anaheim Ducks take down the Detroit Red Wings here at Honda Center. 5-2, the final score. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, what a game this ended up being for the Ducks. And, you know, as you and Steve were saying, the Ducks had the better jump, better legs from the start, and it kind of showed through to the end, even though Detroit did start to catch up as the game went along.
Yeah, and one of the things that Coach Q wanted his guys to do better defensively was just get the loose pucks and not hesitate. And I think you saw that, and not only in the defensive end, but in the neutral zone, offensive zone. It just looks like anytime the Red Wings, even on the stretch passes, trying to execute their set forecheck, Jacob Trouba having great gap. Everyone was just tight on them, gapped up, not giving them any time and space. And you just look back throughout the course of the game, the Red Wings scored two. But besides those two goals, you didn't see a lot of sustained offensive zone time. I know that there was a lot of power plays and penalty kills between both teams. A lot of special teams here tonight. The Anaheim Ducks taking an advantage. And it just, you look at every category, there's some team stats down the list that Detroit won a few of them. But when it's all said and done, look who edged out the shots on goal total. The good guys came out 32 shots on goal, 29 for the Wings. So I just think a lot of those team stats, even Anaheim, when it was all said and done, just edged out this Detroit Red Wings team.
Good to be back at home and good to get a win here at Honda Center. The Ducks have played well this season inside this building, and that showed again here tonight. Emerson, let's get into the highlights in this game. First period, the Ducks, they scored first in this game for the third time this season, and it was shorthanded. Troy Terry, the goal scorer.
Neil Carlson's out there for Anaheim, trying to kill off some of the remaining time. Here comes Terry on a breakaway. Ian shoots. He scores! Troy Terry! And he's mobbed by his teammates. Crowd are up with joy. And the Ducks playing a man short. Jump ahead, 1-0.
Back-to-back games, shorthanded goals, that penalty kill, special teams tonight once again, big part of it.
It's fun watching these guys really look up the ice when there's opportunity, a lot of time and space to do something with it, and then execute. What a stretch pass, and you got a hunch that Troy Terry's probably done that a few times against Gibby in practices in the past, being former teammates, so he took full advantage of it. That was fun to watch.
It's funny you say that, because that was my exact thought when I watched him score that goal, and you had to think, oh, Gibby knew, oh, gotta get that one back, but 1-0, Ducks up, Red Wings do answer. It was Lucas Raymond, a really nice play from Dylan Larkin in the neutral zone. Stretch pass up to him. Got behind Drew Helleson. Tied up 1-1. Leo Carlson, though, would answer back. Nice play off the rush. Great pass from Troy Terry. Gave the Ducks their lead back.
And on a back check, here's Troy Terry stealing. 3-on-2 break into the zone. A shot. Score! It's Leo Carlson on a great setup in front of Gibson. And the Ducks score the go-ahead goal, 2-1 here in the first. 7:36 to go, first period.
What a game Leo Carlson would end up having tonight. But also that pass from Troy Terry there, that was great pass.
It was a hard pass and under duress. Mm-hmm. Leo Carlson captures that puck, and I was surprised that Gibby didn't get over quick enough. I mean, it was that hard of a pass and that quick of a shot. But still, it was kind of a far pass there, 20, 25 feet. And just good job on Leo Carlson for being so strong, collecting that puck and wiring it. It was just such a quick play. Those two, how about that chemistry between the two of them?
You can't break it up.
Nope.
Nope. 2-1 after the first period. We moved into the second. The Red Wings would tie it up. It was Sider getting the goal, but Mason McTavish got the Ducks back. Oh, actually, I take that back. That was the no goal. He did score. Was this skate? I'm looking at my notes, but was a goal deemed a no goal as he had the kicking motion. So that was a big part of the game for the Ducks. McTavish would then be the next goal scorer. Not too that momentum.
Here comes Anaheim with McTavish circling, moving in, he scores! What a move by Mason McTavish, who is greeted by Zellweger, Seneca, and Gauthier, and the Ducks increase their lead early in the second period, 3-1.
What a beauty from Mason McTavish.
Okay, Emmer, so on this play, I loved what Zellweger did. He dropped the puck to him, kind of took Andrew Kopp with him, created a little bit of chaos, gave McTavish some space, and then also you had the screen in front. I was just watching him the whole time that play happened.
Little decoy presence, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Good eye there. That's something I actually didn't even catch. So, yeah, I just love Mason McTavish doing what he does best, using his size and frame like a bull, taking that puck, attacking the open ice, continuing to wait, and it was just a perfect shot. It's a hard shot, but it's like butter, right? Mm-hmm. It just he unleashes those type of soft releases that have some zip and zap to them. And I tell you what, he continues to impress after signing that long-term extension. He continues to play consistent up that line, right? Cutter, Gauthier joining him along with Beckett Seneca, who I thought had a game in which he showed up tons, shifted in, shift out. He was getting physical in there.
He was.
He was finishing and hit and, getting in on the physicality, drawing penalties, mm-hmm. getting hauled down there in the corner. So, look, everyone had a job to do. Everyone played their role to the best of their ability, and that's why the good guys came out on top here.
We keep seeing that from Beckett Seneca, that physicality and that play behind the net where he got hit into the boards. I was a little worried there.
Yeah, same here. And there was a couple of close calls, right?
Yeah.
Both teams, I guess, failing to see numbers. And, that's kind of the game it was. Highly physical, chippy at times. Ross Johnson, one of the few times he doesn't drop the mitts here in this game. So, that was definitely odd, as chippy as it got. But I think both teams responded well. At the same time, both teams didn't want to go down anymore due to disciplinary issues, right? So mm-hmm. I think that's what stopped this game from kind of getting out of hand, is there was a lot of stick infractions to begin with that I think that's what kind of stopped the all-out fisticuffs, if you will.
Yeah, definitely a lot of penalties called. Wes McCauley went, I'm official in this league, and he did not miss on some things here tonight. 3-1 after that McTavish goal. Alex DeBrincat would get the power play goal. 3-2 game after two periods of play. The Ducks turned it on in the third. It was Chris Kreider on the power play. It was reviewed, but it was a good goal.
Now a one-time drive. Cutter, Gauthier, rebound. The puck went into the net, and then it was knocked out of the post. So the question is, did the puck go in first or not? No goal. What is it, referee?
After reviewing the play, the call on the ice is confirmed. We've got a good goal.
Yes, sir. Nice call.
That was a big goal for the Ducks to start the third period. Only 55 seconds into that period. Chris Kreider, welcome back. He gets another power play goal. Not in his office that time, but power play goals are always from his office.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that was it was close, right?
Yeah.
It was close to being in his office. He's right there.
Yeah.
He's right just a step from opening the door to his office, if you will.
I like it.
No, but, I mean, he's the guy who, and I said it right after the goal, and it was a thing in which, I turned to Steve, and I was just, we were missing that insurance markers, if you will, over the last little stretch since he's been out, right? Just that added extra scoring depth, that extra comfort of having yet another player who can get it done in around that area. It was part of my Honda keys of the game, the impact and the presence of him being back, and it definitely showed.
It wasn't over after that goal. Busy third period, but Troy Terry would get an empty netter for the Ducks. The final score, 5-2. Let's hear that call.
And the Wings back after it. All ahead for Detroit, going all out to try and get a goal to put them within one, first of all. Ducks trying to prevent it. Open net. Troy Terry in. Shoots. Scores! To give Anaheim a three-goal lead of 5-2.
Classic Steve call there. Love the energy. You could hear Honda Center humming after that one. And it got us free chicken.
Gotta love it, right? Gotta love the free chicken. Gotta love the goat. Steve Carroll calling yet another big-time goal for the Ducks. And how about this? This is great as well. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. Those are so good, right? Mm-hmm. Just the mouth-watering syrup just soaked in the to those McGriddles. It's something else. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating Mickey D's. AD.
Can't wait to go get one before I head to Ducks practice tomorrow. That's going to be the plan. We have so much more for you on our post-game show. Make sure to send us a text. The number is 714-439-8422. We will be right back.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Welcome back in to our post-game show. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween. Emerson and I, as we promised, brought our masks, and we are sitting inside Honda Center with them on. We wish you could see them.
Yeah, I'm rocking the it's so it's not V for Vendetta. It's not the Purge, but it's kind of, you know, a mix. Even what's that other show? The
one on Netflix.
Yes.
Yes. I can't remember the name of it.
Well, it'll come to us.
Squid Games. Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, mine's just a masquerade mask, but it's getting a little glitter in my eyes. So anyways, let's get back to the hockey game that we just saw. That the Ducks won tonight 5-2 over the Wings. Their record now 6-3-1. Troy Terry, a big part of this 3-point game. He now has a 6-game point streak as well. And he spoke with the media down in the locker room. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of smart hockey players, and I think we're just learning to, you know, when to be aggressive, when teams are maybe in tough spots, and when to push, when to, you know, maybe not get dragged out, and that's a good power play they have over there. So I know they got one, but I think that's been a bright spot for us all year.
When it comes to pushing, especially when you have you and Leo out there at the same time, what's sort of the instinct there to just sort of jump in both of you?
Yeah. In preseason, we were killing together, and Gilly, our coach, he mentioned right away, he was like, I can tell you're thinking too much out there, and he's like, you and Leo were just smart hockey players, just play, you have your general assignments, but just try to read off each other and just play hockey. So I feel like that's what we're doing. Helly's made some really poised plays back there, and if we get the chance to go on the rush, we're always excited for that.
What are you feeling in your own game right now? 16 point streak, kind of unlock something there?
Yeah, I mean, I think just confident, making plays. I think 5-on-5, we've been good, but I think there's another level there, 5-on-5. I think the special teams, you know, when the special teams are clicking, it makes the rest of your game a little easier. You get a field of puck, and I think, yeah, just playing with 91 helps too.
You get a goal over your old friend there. Do you say anything to him at all during the game?
No, I didn't want to give it to him, but he said good shot. So I think now the door is open. I'm going to go see him in a second here. So we'll see where that conversation.
Thanks,
Rick.
Yep. Thank you.
The respect there for his former netminder. Not surprised that he's going to go chat with him about the whatever that happened on the ice tonight. Of course, that goal too.
Yeah, and look, he just says the things are flowing a little bit better when the special teams, power play, getting looks, both not only on the PK, the PK coach saying, hey, just play. If the opportunity arises to get on the offensive action, do it. And that's what it seems like they're doing. And not only that, but power play, they're moving the puck around really quick. They're getting back to spreading it out. You got Kreides back. That makes all the difference in the world, attracting their D a little bit more towards them. You get a little bit more room on the perimeter. But just the speed shown by Troy Terry, it just he's had another gear since really game one of the season. I thought that second game was kind of his coming out party there in San Jose. And then he's just been really taking a run with it. And as he mentioned, doesn't hurt playing with number 91. And Leo, he is a solidified superstar now in this league. You could just tell that he's feeling it. And just to see their chemistry, well, once again, it was the balancing act between both players and sharing the puck, who was going to have the puck more. It seems like they have the puck equal amount of time. And Kreides is just getting to the net, being that decoy there, drawing players to them, allowing a little bit more room for Leo and Troy Terry to make things happen on the perimeter.
One other player I wanted to bring up with you, too, Jacob Trouba. I mean, we've talked about his recent play, but he kept it going again tonight. We saw him getting up, shooting the puck at times. I mean, doing all his duties in the D zone, but he's very noticeable, and he's really been taken over, a lot of the load, it's felt like, since the Ducks have lost Gudas. But again, you kind of look at some of the numbers again tonight. I mean, he had 6 minutes on the ice. Jackson Lacombe, of course, too, always high on that end. But in Trouba's case, you know, really, really stepping up.
And poor Jonathan Berggren there, hey? Have we gotten word back on how he is after that hit there? Jacob Trouba just puts him on the tracks. You saw it from a mile away, but unfortunately for Berggren's sake, he didn't see it coming. Oh, boy, that was not pretty for him, pretty for the fans in attendance here on Halloween. You want to talk about a spooky hit there. Jacob Trouba just lays the bomb.
I keep listening to you, and I can't look at you as we're doing this.
Just a quick update. AD and I up here are wearing masks, so we are wearing our mask, and we're doing this thing.
Yeah,
we have the mics on with the masks, and we're just pushing through.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. For those that are listening on your Halloween night, and exciting stuff for the Ducks, getting a big win over the Red Wings, a team that has had a hot start to their season, really strong in the Atlantic, but they caught him on a back-to-back, and that always seems to make a difference. Let's get over to the text line. A few messages before we send it to the break. Daniel from Corona. It is so much fun watching this team when the penalty kill and power play units are firing on all cylinders. Tons of penalties tonight, but our special teams stepped up big tonight. Loved seeing Gibby in the net at the pond again, but love to spoil the return even more. Go Ducks. And you look at the final penalties here. Let's see. Ducks had 5 power plays. Red Wings had 7 power plays. My goodness.
Yeah, the refs, I mean, they wanted to make this an absolute dogfight when it comes to special teams. But you got to love the game plan by the Ducks. It didn't faze them one bit. They just got on that kill quick. You saw that even Jacob Trouba behind the net there on one. Zero hesitation all around, just trying to get the puck out. Alex Kloren winning puck battles, board battles there on the last PKs and finding ways to get those clears. And, yeah, even Ryan Poehling, these guys just getting their head up. If there was an opportunity to break free, get a solid rest there on the PK, try to make something happen offensively, they took it. So good on them.
Another text we have here, Emmer. First Ducks win with John Gibson in net since March 26th. And then a bunch of chicken emojis. Someone's happy they got their Chick-fil-A.
Well, be happy about it. I'm happy about it. I know AD is. And, yeah, no, that's it's a good feeling. You know, you got to hunch that. Obviously, Gibby's upset. He wanted this one bad coming back to Anaheim. But the Ducks knew what's on the line, and that was a good team, a Red Wings team. What were they, 8-3-0 coming in here? Just beat the Detroit Red Wings, and that was one of the positives. I feel like the Anaheim Ducks really taking advantage of the Detroit Red Wings being on a back to back. You can really tell that there are some longer shifts for the Wings where they just didn't really have the legs. A lot of battles won by the Anaheim Ducks, so they used yesterday to their advantage. I think a lot of those guys obviously watching that game, keying in on areas where they could take advantage of, and it looks like they exposed a lot of those areas here tonight.
Very fast teams between the two of them, and the fact that the Red Wings even still looked fast tonight after they went to the shootout last night, I feel like says a lot about their club and everything that they have ahead for them this season. All right, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We will be right back.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern talk radios that deliver crystal. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere.
Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera Puck Radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Post-game show. Spooky season inside Honda Center. They just turned off all the lights on us.
It's getting spooky in here, AD.
They're getting scared after that Ducks win here tonight. Huge win for the team coming off that five-game road trip, getting 7 out of 10 possible points on the road. One of the things that Coach Q emphasized this morning coming into the game was as they're still looking to build their identity, but they're also looking for consistency in their game. And I feel like we saw a lot of that consistency in tonight's game. It was in the game plan.
Yeah, that's a good point. And if there was any adversity, and even that goal that was disallowed for Moritz Seider there, I just think the better team coming out of that situation was Anaheim. So they really utilized that opportunity to get ahead, whereas Detroit kind of used it against themselves and just kind of sulked and took the next couple shifts off. And it's it's hard not to get emotional after, you know, that would have put their team in a better position to eventually hopefully tie it up for their sake. But, you know, it just didn't transpire. And, yeah, it just shows the good leadership, the good coaching, making sure that during those moments, during the reviews, when the officials are all huddled up, that the coaching staff is keeping the guys in it, keeping them motivated, keeping them talking, keeping them upbeat. So it starts with the coaches, the leaders, Leo, the big time players who are stepping up, but and this is just the beginning, because if you think about guys like Frank Vetrano, who look, he's just going to say, you know what do you have to lose mentality, and just come out and start firing home. So I have big hopes for Frank Vetrano over the next couple of weeks to kind of snap out of this scoring slump. But it just goes to show there's still more room to grow. As good as this Ducks team is playing, there's still other guys that could be scoring more, and I just look forward to it all.
And you have to think about the fact that they're still without Ryan Strome, They're going to be getting back eventually at some point. We don't know exactly the timetable. Radko Gudas, Mikhail Granlund. So there's still, like you're saying, room to grow, plenty of it. And we know that Coach Q also knows that. So let's hear what he had to say to the media down in the line.
6 to 7 opportunities.
Well, too many opportunities. That's what we got to get better at. But I thought the guys did a good job being aware of some of the key plays that they're trying to do. Got some sticks and some good lands, got some clears, some timely saves. I think that they spent a lot of time in our net, our end for when they're on the power play, so we're holding our breath a little bit, but got through it.
Overall, how do you like the way you're able to match their speed and possibly overcome them quickly?
Well, I think every game we've been in this year so far, it seems like the pace of the game's high energy, lots going on, both ends, both ways. I think that offensively, we know that we play the right way. We're going to get our chances. And defensively, the other team's going to have their turn as well. I just think that we've got to make sure that we don't want to have a fair exchange of up and down, plus qualities at both ends. So if we can, be a little bit patient in the right times and knowing that we can generate, and usually, you get a lead like that, you can pick away. Hey, they got off to a great start this year, and we got on that. The scheduling was in our favor, and we had to take advantage of it. And I like how we did.
Speaking of great starts, Joel, Jacob Trouba is logging huge minutes for you, seemingly off too, really strong. What can you say about the presence that he's brought to you on that back end there?
Well, that's a short amount of, the last three games on a need basis, we lose Goods. His leadership, and then all of a sudden he grabs quality ice time and important shifts, and his game got better and better and better. And I always thought, finding that defenseman, the more you play, the better you play. He's got the example of exactly being in that position right now, and he's feeling it, and he's he's adding some offense to the back end. His defensive plays, he made a funny start to the game of play, and then he makes a great save on it, and that. But he's doing a lot of things out there for us, and physicality and physical presence is out there as well. He's been really good for us.
With this group in particular, is his importance maybe elevated a little? Because you got a young D core, emphasis on mobility. To have a guy with experience and that physical presence there, is maybe a little bit more important to this group?
Yeah, well, I think that the big minutes, quality minutes, stabilizing RD can help these guys grow as defensemen. They get put in some really good situations, young guys without experience, and you're going to find out as you go along here, but it's nice having the presence of a guy that has experience and leading the way and showing you the way and doing things right. So it's been good.
Chris Kreider gets back in tonight, grabs a power play goal. What did you see from him tonight in his return to the lineup?
Well, I thought he did a good job. I know we know where his basically his office is, and his line mates had a spectacular game each. So I think he helped them contribute in ways, be it off the rush, in zone, power play. His experience helped out as well.
Does it feel like Leo's just been growing by leaps and bounds with each?
At least leaps and at least bounds. He's been that good. He's been the wow factor.
It just seems like anybody who hops on his wing gets space, gets opportunities. What does he do to create and open up ice for the guys on his flanks?
The best thing he brings speed through the middle of the ice. And a lot of times he has possession of the puck, and he can back D off and loosen up coverage and open things up for his wingers. So I think that's a big threat.
How do he and Troy specifically sort of link up like that? Just because they're both hot right now, but what kind of matches their games with each other?
Well, we had Troy down there playing with Granny there, and on a need basis, we put him back up there. And I think Leo has been... He's having a good start to the season, so no matter who he's been with, seems to be doing okay. But Troy's really, started off okay in camp, and like each and every game, he's feeling more comfortable, and scored a big goal right off the bat to get us started in the game shorty. And, he's handling the puck well, and, he's playing bigger minutes and important minutes. And, he's had a, we're very, very happy with his contribution.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
One thing that you can definitely take from hearing Coach Q talk about his players is he has a lot of high praise for them, and that respect that they have for from him on to them as well.
Oh, 100%. And you can just tell that even, you know, when explaining Jacob Trouba's little hiccup there early on in the game, you know, he brings it up, but even furthermore says, hey, what an unbelievable game-saving recovery when it came to that save with his skate there. So, you know, he'll mention the hiccup, but he'll, you know, also give praise. And I think that that's that coaching and the coachability from shown by Coach Q there. And, yeah, he holds his players accountable, but in a fair and professional way. So that's great, and that's a good point there, AD. But, yeah, just going down the line of positive things, I think he was a little bit critical in stating that the team's still got better and they're going to need better against maybe arguably a better New Jersey Devils team. But, look, it's a good sign. When you can literally make a team like the Detroit Red Wings seem that beatable, I mean, good on the good guys.
The Devils have the same record as the Red Wings, and obviously different games played, different division, but something to note too. But I mean, the Devils have looked really good out of the gate. So that's a big game on Sunday for this Ducks team.
Yeah, they got the Hughes brothers, right? And those are, mm-hmm. you know, complete game breakers. And they got Markstrom. You got a lot of guys that can for sure do some damage. So it's you know, when they got a record like that, it means their guys are going. Timo Meier, Jesper Bratt. I think Palat had a slow start there on the top line. I think he's been shuffled around a little bit, but it's going to be definitely a tough test there come Sunday.
Well, good news for the Ducks is they're also getting New Jersey on a back-to-back, as they are going to be playing the Kings tomorrow night and then playing the Ducks at 5 o'clock on Sunday here inside Honda Center. We also got a follow-up message on our my ex account, The Magician from Secrets Revealed. I'm assuming that's a movie, Emerson?
That could be it. I don't know.
Stevie, we got to look it up.
Yes, we. I got my homework tonight. Let's just say that.
All right, Emerson, your final quack on this Hollow night.
Yeah, my final quack is, I love your costume. My final quack is, you rocked it tonight. Is it, I just like the gemstone. How many carats is that gemstone there on your mask? Regardless, it looks great. And I thought we crushed it. Look, we went all out, and I think that's how it should be, right? We're having fun here at Duckstream.
The Ducks crushed it on the ice tonight. You know, and a lot of things to learn from this game, but ultimately, they got the win. There are a lot of good parts of it, and that top line is looking fresh. So can't complain about that.
Wow, that's a great final quack. Just highlighting that chemistry with Leo and Troy. That's a good one.
All right, as we look ahead to the next game for the Ducks, Sunday, 5 o'clock. Join us for the pregame show at 4:30 and stick around after the break as you can hear the replay of tonight's game. A big win over Detroit, 5-2 the final here. Steven Emerson had the call. You can hear that on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the postgame show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, and happy Halloween.